Turn your Bibles to Acts, the second chapter. I'm going to read a few verses, and I've got a lot of favorite verses in the Bible, but I think one of my favorites we find in Acts 2, and it's about the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. And the book of Acts can favorably be considered to be a fulfillment of John 15:26, the fulfilling and the infilling was spoken of by Jesus. And Jesus said in Matthew 15:26, he said, "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye, having been with me from the beginning." And that is true of us. If you go to our website, the Living Waters Tabernacle website, and you can scroll down and click on the Living Waters Statement of Faith, there's a lot there, but a little further down you will read, and I'll just quote from our website, our Statement of Faith, "We believe that after salvation, a believer should receive the fullness of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is the agent of the new birth and enters a believer's spirit when he was born again. The Spirit desires to inhabit and control the whole of a man, and therefore every believer should be filled with the Spirit. This is an experience absolutely separate from salvation and is evidenced by the believer speaking in a language he does not know, as the Spirit gives utterance." So now that you're there in the second chapter of Acts, let's read together the first 11 verses. "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language." How did that happen? "And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes, Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, in Pontus, and in Asia, Phygira and Pamphylia in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God." Amen. The day of Pentecost at that time signified the time of harvest and the receiving of divine gifts. Harvest time then, and in numerous countries, almost every country in the world, sets a time of thanksgiving. We do here in this country. A time to give thanks for the harvest, for the bounty, which would sustain people through a long winter and maybe years beyond that. Pentecost is the word Shavuot, is one of three major pilgrimage festivals of Judea, marking the end of the grain festival. Again, in Acts 2:5, "And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven." This is for the world. "When the Spirit was poured out, there was an immediate unity of the Spirit among people of many different nationalities and cultures and religious backgrounds and languages. If you count the number of represented there from different countries and regions, there were 16. We're not surprised that 16 has to do with love. As men began to speak in other tongues, those who assembled heard them speak in their own native language. Therefore, they couldn't deny. They could not deny that these men had been filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. There was no explanation. Galileans were considered very common, uneducated people. How could they speak in all these different languages? I don't even know two languages. I barely get through this one. They could not deny the infilling power of the Holy Spirit, that which has just happened, which Jesus himself had prophesied over in John 15 that we just read. When the Comforter is come. When the Comforter is come. The day of Pentecost really is a day that marks the beginning of the church age. Because after Pentecost and all those men were filled with the Holy Spirit, they couldn't help but preach the gospel of Jesus Christ everywhere across the world. Christians celebrate Pentecost, we do, commemorating the Holy Spirit's descent upon the apostles and other followers of Jesus. But it's sad that we know this, that many saved believers do not believe in the infilling of the Holy Spirit. They don't know it. They don't want to know it. If they know it, they don't preach it. But it's the power of God. And the Word of God tells us that we should be filled with the Holy Spirit. In verses 14 through 17, Peter speaks to everyone who was assembled, both Jew and Gentile alike, and he quotes Joel 2, 28 and 29. Peter said, "Standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken as ye supposed, seeing it is but the third hour of the day, 9 a.m. But this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel." And he quotes Joel 2, 28 and 29. I mean verbatim. It is written. This is going to happen. And it has happened. And it will continue to happen. So if somebody asks tell me about your church. Oh, I'll go to Living Waters Tabernacle. Oh, it's a little church on 1701 South Sherman's. Well, what do you preach? We preach salvation, but we also preach the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Oh, you're Pentecostal? Yes, we are. Absolutely. Just think about it for a minute. I was thinking about this on my own testimony. You know, there was the life that I led before I got saved, 41 years ago. But then I got saved, and my life took a totally different direction. Then about 3 years later, after tarrying for quite a long time, I got filled with the Holy Spirit. And I think most everyone here has been filled with the Holy Spirit. How has your life changed since you were filled with the power of the Holy Spirit? Incredible. Salvation is wonderful, miraculous. Beyond, but to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit takes you to a place and a deeper truth, deeper. Now, all these things that were, you could read something like 20 times, but then after you filled, don't you read it again? You see something totally new, more depth, more truth. That's why we advocate and encourage people to get filled with the Holy Spirit. Don't be afraid of it. There were people that used to tell Brother Hill, well, you can preach the Word of God, but don't preach Pentecost. Don't preach the infilling of the Holy Spirit. That's from the devil. Can you believe people that loved Brother Hill all his life would say, don't preach Pentecost? See, they just didn't know. They didn't know that they didn't know. But to we who know, last week we talked about able ministers. All these men and women, they had the power that had been poured out onto them, and it was evidenced by them speaking in tongues, and things just exploded. And man tried to stop it, but you can't stop God. And we know that the bride of Jesus Christ will soon be met by the bridegroom, and she's filled. Well, God bless you this morning. I pray he come today, don't you? I really do. Pray he come today.